This altar cross, which has come to be called the Cloister's Cross, is one of the most celebrated objects in the treasury. Only three ivory crosses survived from the Middle Ages. The Cloister's Cross is the most complex of the three. It was made in the middle of the 12th century, possibly for the Abbey of Bury St. Edmunds in England, which has since been destroyed. Five pieces of walrus ivory fit together ingeniously to form the cross. Prior to the 13th century, elephant ivory was scarce, and carvers tended to use walrus instead. Charles Little is a curator of medieval art in the cloisters.
Walrus is an exceptionally difficult material to carve any detail in. The tools that have been employed to create the detail on this are miniature carpenter tools, saws, drills, sharp blades, burins, and various implements to create the layered, complex surfaces that one visually can appreciate today. So the entire cross is a wonderfully complex image carved in magnificent detail. It's like compressing the entire program of a cathedral facade into something that one can literally hold in your hand.
Approximately 100 figures are intricately carved in high relief on all four sides. At the very bottom of the cross, we see a particularly striking passage. Adam and Eve, clinging to the tree of life, struggling toward their salvation. In addition to these narrative and symbolic images, about 70 inscriptions are carved into the cross, mostly taken from the Bible. To hear more about the inscriptions, press the green play button.